It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. The seriousness of data breaches has become more intense in recent months, whether it's information on customers who shop at Target or eat at P.F. Chang's, concern about privacy protection is growing. In a piece titled Intelligence Gap, How a Chinese National Gained Access to Arizona's Terror Center, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Ryan Gabrielson of ProPublica and Andrew Becker of the Center for Investigative Reporting explore how the troublesome lapse happened. And to quote Gabrielson and Becker, the Phoenix Intelligence Center found itself vulnerable to a serious security breach, neither because of a technological feat nor because of masterful espionage. With me now to explain what happened is Ryan Gabrielson. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
As sort of a brief background, how did the Arizona Counterterrorism Information Center get started? Because you also write that it appeared to be ahead of its time when it was put into effect.
A little bit. I mean, there was a lot after 9/11. One of the big takeaways that everyone in law enforcement and Congress seemed to latch onto was this idea that we needed to share information more. FBI needed to be able to talk to the CIA. And local police need to be able to talk to the FBI and to each other. And so there were a number of these facilities that were starting at the same time, but Phoenix's was definitely one of them, and a couple locally-based law enforcement, Norman Beasley at the Arizona Department of Public Safety, and Ray Charest, who was at the time with the FBI here, basically say that they sort of penciled out on a napkin this idea of a facility where they get everybody together in a room together, and they can talk to each other and share. And when they're working on one case about somebody, they can see what another agency might have on that person.
So I'm going to sort of jump around to a couple of names from the report. Explain to our listeners who Li Zhongfan is.
Li Zhongfan is a computer scientist, a computer programmer or coder who is from Beijing, went to a highly elite school in Beijing to study sort of signal engineering. He, in 2007, immigrated to the United States with the assistance of a Phoenix-based company called Hummingbird Defense Systems, which was setting up a facial recognition system at the Arizona Counterterrorism Information Center. And this firm had chosen Fon to basically make the system work inside the anti-terror center.
And now, I'm sort of amazed by this story. I want to give you the chance to give us more. How likely is it when Fon sort of disappeared back to China that he took personal information on millions of Arizonans with him? And does anybody really know where he's at?
So to answer your first question, there's a pretty decent likelihood that he certainly, if he wanted to, could have taken data from every single Arizona driver's license in existence at the time, over 5 million records. That includes me and probably you and most of the people listening right now. He had access to a few other things because he basically had, from what's been described to us, as pretty free range of the internal central network, law enforcement network, where more than a dozen police agencies and the FBI were plugging in. So, if he wanted to take it, he almost certainly could have. And we're still trying to figure out exactly what he took. We don't know whether or not in law enforcement in Arizona and other officials won't comment on whether or not there was a forensic examination done of the computers he left behind. Mm-hmm. As for where he is, we haven't heard anything from him, meaning no one has reported having heard from Fon in about almost 4 years.
Ryan, certainly not on the basis of the quality of your writing or reporting, just the fact of the story being what it is. It played like sort of a bad espionage novel, even involving like the vanity of this former salesman named Steve Greshner you write about, and how maybe he was somehow seduced in some sense by a Chinese spy or someone who was suspected of being a spy. How does this come together in the sense that Arizona law enforcement involved, Dave Hendershot, the sort of disgraced former deputy chief to Joe Arpaio? It seems odd that this would have been allowed to happen.
It's very embarrassing. I mean, let's just put it out that way. Yeah. After there were several moments in the course of, I don't live in Arizona anymore, but I was born and raised, and there were points where learning the details of how this came together where I just, it hurt my ego. It came to be for, there are things that should have gotten in the way that didn't get in the way. There's this Hummingbird Defense Systems, and you mentioned Steve Greshner. He's the CEO and founder of that company. It was essentially a one-man operation that should not, that was largely unproven, and it got pretty incredible access to this intelligence center because Steve Greshner was friends with David Hendershot in large part. That, you know, the two became business partners in some senses. And David Hendershot had really incredible clout at the time and freedom to move, where he could just say, okay, we're going to set up facial recognition inside the intelligence center, and nobody's really questioned it, and they received approval all the way up to Janet Napolitano's office, then governor.
Well, and you mentioned Governor Napolitano in the piece. You mentioned a lot of other people who didn't want to talk to you or Andrew Becker. So what do we read into that?
Well, they'd almost gotten away with it. I mean, this happened 7 years ago, and it affects millions and millions of people, and they never said a word. David Hendershot, internal emails that we got, was actively working to cover this up or suppress disclosure of this. No one ever told the state attorney general's office that this had happened. The Arizona Department of Public Safety runs the intelligence center, and they never said a word to anyone. And this was, you know, almost certainly reported up to Janet Napolitano, and her office didn't let, you know, the residents of Arizona, drivers of Arizona, know your information might be in Beijing, which is really breathtaking, you know, that could happen. And then, you know, just more than a year later, Napolitano becomes Secretary of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Ryan Gabrielson of ProPublica, he and Andrew Becker of the Center for Investigative Reporting wrote a piece titled Intelligence Gap, How a Chinese National Gained Access to Arizona's Terror Center. Fascinating reporting and important. Ryan, thanks for the time today.
Thanks for having me.